Before I get started this week, I want to give a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and TMS coach based in Los Angeles. She was a burnt out high school teacher who battled TMS symptoms for years before healing herself completely and leaving her dead end job. Simply put, she gets it, especially the frustration of doing all the right things, implementing the tools, and still not getting the results that you deserve. If this is you, I encourage you to book your free introductory call to learn more about her tailored one-on-one coaching program. During this time, she will identify the specific barriers that are getting in the way of you fully healing, unraveling blocks such as subconscious or negative beliefs, fearful thought patterns, or unfelt emotions is crucial for living a pain-free life again. Don't settle for partial healing. Bet on yourself again by going to jeanniecolwin.com, that's jeanniekulwin.com, to book your free call. Also, check out her impressive testimonials page to see her clients' transformations firsthand. Thursday, April 18th, 3 days removed from tax day here in the United States, if you are here. Thank you for coming to the podcast. This is Eddie Lindenstein, as always. I feel like it's been a long time since just the two of us have chatted, and that's what today is going to be about. There's a couple of posts that I saw on TMS hyphen the Mind Body Syndrome group that I want to chat about and just kind of give you like a general life update. Because I went to Disney World and it's been my birthday and all that, and there hasn't been a solo show since then. In fact, let's take a peek. When was the last time that there was just a straight up solo show? It's been a little while. It's been a few weeks. So yeah, thanks for being here. You know, the first thing that I kind of want to chime in about, so this person posted, so Facebook has this new feature, it's not really new, but it's a few months old at this point, where you can post anonymously on any group. And the challenge with this is that, like, I would love to talk straight to the people or the person that made this post, but I can't because it just says anonymous. So, alrighty. So besides reprocessing repressed emotions, for those that have recovered or seen improvements in their TMS symptoms due to addressing stress and anxiety and personality traits, what specific resources or books or courses did you use? I believe that my symptoms are existent due to stressors and anxiety in my life, both because of my symptoms and general day-to-day stress, and I want to learn new methods on how to deal with stress and anxiety. Similarly, I am a perfectionist with very high self-imposed expectations. I think a combo of those two are really what is keeping the self-perpetuating cycle of symptoms. This problem is there is so much material out there, it's overwhelming and hard to know what will help. For those that recovered and were in a similar boat, what exactly helped you? So there was a podcast I did, I think it was in 2019, and I've since re-aired it, but you'd have to go way back to find it. In fact, let me give you the number, because we talked about this a little bit, and it was with Dr. Margaret Chan. Hold on, let's find the number, because I think it's worth going back and listening to. Was, God, I remember exactly where I was when I recorded it too. It's just tough to find it in the moment. Goodness. Okay. All right. Well, let me try one other place. Okay. You know where I'm going to look? The Mind and Fitness Podcast, Dr. Margaret Chan. Episode 43 from November 14th, 2018. So Dr. Margaret Chan, she is a Northeast-based therapist, and she talked about the soothe to rage ratio. There was a portion in Sarno's books where he talked about the soothe to rage ratio, and basically it was finding things that you do that can soothe or offset the amount of rage that you have in your day. So you have your job and you got your kids and you got your spouse and you got your annoying friends and you got your annoying neighbors and all these things in life that are essentially contributing to your rage portion of the ratio. So what are you doing on the soothe side? That can be a hobby, that can be going for a walk, that can be exercising, that can be watching professional wrestling. I'm just listing off things that I do. That can be hanging out with your dogs, that can be playing video games, that can be reading if that's your thing, that can be riding your motorcycle, like whatever that is. So what I would say to this person that posted that What are you doing to offset the rage ratio and putting some soothe in the soothe to rage ratio? So that would be one thing that I would say to take a peek at. And as far as like the anxiety part of it, I mean, really what anxiety is it's sort of this, the furnace turned on right behind me. So I'm going to turn it off because I imagine you're hearing a little bit of buzzing. Okay. Flip off in a second. But as far as anxiety goes, and Dr. Schubiner has a great book about this, but what anxiety is it is a fear of anything in the future. A lot of times depression, ruminating things in the past, anxiety, ruminating things in the future. As hard as that may be, things that haven't even happened yet. And really that's what anxiety is. So the more things that you can do that are here in the present that can also contribute to that soothe the rage ratio, probably going to be in your best interest. So again, an example might be doing some breath work. Jeannie Colwin can help you with that. But doing some breath work, going for a walk outside, doing really anything outside or anything of any sort of a task that can put you in this moment. I talk a lot about how like motorcycling is so therapeutic for me because it needs your absolute 100% unequivocal, undivided attention. You can't be focusing on anything else when you're riding a fast motorcycle. And I would, fresh off of Disney, I would venture to guess that people that have pain that go and ride like a roller coaster also don't have pain while they're riding the roller coaster or while they're standing in line and getting closer to the actual ride of the roller coaster. And my guess on that would be is that you are so distracted from everything else in your life, assuming that you have a little bit of a, you're a little petrified of them like I am, that there isn't a single thought about any of the pain that's going on in your mind if you're standing in line. So maybe the advice for people listening to this is go find a roller coaster or go find a plane to jump out of or anything like that. And I would say, reconsider the things that you do that you can help, with your soothe to rage ratio. Another thing that jumped out at me and Brad, my homie, Brad Gutting, that, we run this group together on Facebook, TMS hyphen the mind body syndrome. There's about 5,000 members now at this point. He made a post a few days ago when I was out at Disney. For some reason, there was a slew of people that wanted to be added into this Facebook group. I don't know what it was. I don't know what was in the air, what was in the water, whatever. And it was annoying because I kept approving people and it kept just kicking them right back in the queue. Brad finally went in. He approved and added 64 different people. He asked, which leads me to ask, for anyone who might see this, how did you hear about this group? So when I first came across Dr. Sarno's book that was on a ancillary Amazon search where it was a suggested product, and I read the reviews and I started reading his book. I'm not much of a reader. It's actually something that I'm trying to, I want it to become a new hobby. I've had this sort of fascination lately with how short form vertical content, let's say TikTok and Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts and just sort of social media in general, is such a, I can't even put my finger on it, but it has just sort of crushed my attention span. And I bet a lot of other people feel that way too. And I think that doesn't help with the overall anxiety just in general, because you kind of always have this feel, not dopamine's not the right term, maybe it is, but really it's like everything sort of needs to be short. Like I just, a 2.5 hour movie, I can't really do it. It's tough for me to even pay attention to a movie in general that's like at home. I can go to a theater and I can pay great attention to a movie there. And maybe it's the environment, but, watching a movie at home, I have a real issue with. And I think it's just because of this lack of attention span. So in any event, I read Sarno's book and I was captivated. I couldn't put it down. I think I read it in 2 or 3 days, read Healing Back Pain in 2 or 3 days. Then a few weeks later, read the Mind Body Prescription in 2 or 3 days. I just couldn't put them down. I was captivated. So I searched on Facebook for TMS or tension myositis syndrome, which is what Healing Back Pain referred to it as. And then I found two groups. One was called Tension Myositis Syndrome. The other one was called TMS hyphen the Mind Body Syndrome. I would contribute to both equally and just sort of talk about trials and tribulations of overcoming this or whatever. And I posted a lot in this Tension Myositis Syndrome group. And then I started the podcast and I would promote the podcast in there. And the moderator of that page slapped me on the wrist a little bit and basically said I couldn't post about my podcast anymore. I was like, God, the gatekeeping on Facebook groups. That's another thing that just drives me a little batty sometimes. So Brad, the answer for you, how did you hear about this group? It came from a search, and I jumped in, and I think at the time it might have been managed by Steve Ozanich. But it could have also been passed off to Barb, so I'm not quite sure. But I just found that group to be far more no BS and not a lot of fluff, and that's kind of how I foresee myself, or how I see myself, is with that kind of approach. So I thought that it was a nice, decent fit. Okay, last week, Miriam Gauci Bongiovanni and Alec Kasson came on the show. This episode is brought to you by The Pain-Free Comeback, the proven mind-body program for athletes with chronic pain. Pain-Free Comeback was created by certified chronic pain coaches Miriam Gauci Bongiovanni and Alec Kasson. Both guests on this show multiple times, including last week. Miriam is a serious rock climber, and Alec is a former semi-pro cyclist whose former teammates include national champions and Olympians. Both face severe chronic pain, scary structural diagnosis, and know what it's like to have their favorite activities and athletic identities ripped away. They're both pain-free today with remarkable recovery stories and have helped numerous athletes do the same. Now they're offering a first-of-its-kind program. Unlike anything I've come across, what makes Pain-Free Comeback unique is that it's built specifically for athletes and active people. Together, Miriam and Alec package their 20-plus years of experience learning about chronic pain and optimal athletic performance into a greatest hits collection of videos, audios, and exercises that have empowered numerous chronic pain sufferers to create remarkable breakthroughs. I've checked out the program myself, and I highly recommend it. It's the type of offering I wish I would have created myself, but I'm so glad that they did. Their signature pain-free chronic program, Pain Comeback Program, is on sale now. It comes with a free 30-day money-back guarantee. Learn more at painfreecomeback.com. Common spelling, painfreecomeback.com. Keep rolling through here on this Facebook page. Okay, so let's check out a couple here. All right, I'm going to read this one fresh. I did not read this prior to this moment. Thanks for accepting me into the group. I fully accept my pain, migraine, IBS, is psychological, but there is one thing I still have a hard time believing in, that I can fully heal from it. I have it for so long that I can, as long as I can remember, over time it has just gotten worse. I also have a hard time visualizing my future without pain. I just don't know how that looks. This is interesting. So the Dr. Schubiner movie, and the name is escaping me now. It's not pain brain. It is This Might Hurt. I think this is the one. And some of the people that are in this study or in this documentary have this statement that's really interesting. And it's that I don't know who I will be or who I would be without my pain. So it becomes this part of your story. And I was listening to this really great podcast today about misinformation. I think it's called The Unbiased Science Podcast, I think is what it's called. And this guy came on, he's a sociologist, and he was talking about that a lot of misinformation, disinformation, lying, things like that that get posted online and spread online can be rooted back to this element of identities and how we hold these identities. So people have lots of different identities. For me, as an example, I'm a husband, I'm a dad, I'm a son, I'm a sibling, I'm a weightlifter, I'm a motorcycle rider, I'm a salesperson, I'm a podcaster. So I have all of these things. And a big challenge is, how can I fit into all of these buckets all at one time? And I think that for this person who posted this, when you've been in pain for so long and you've been limited to certain things, or people ask you if you want to go to the beach and you have this aversion to sunlight, or if you want to go jogging together, oh no, my leg always hurts, right? Like, this has now become your identity. And who are you if you don't have those things? Thankfully, I don't think, and I'm trying to think back to when I was really in like the vicious throes. I mean, right now at this point in time, we're about 7 years removed from when I was at my absolute worst, which was the spring of 2017. And I don't think that I don't think my identity at all was tied up in "This is Eddie, the guy with the pain." But I do remember my manager at the time, Michelle, who's not listening to this, but I had so many doctor appointments during the week. I had to leave early. I had to go to a 3-hour lunch so I could go to a physical therapist appointment. so I can go get Rolfed. Like, you know, you kind of name it. So it was like 3-4 days a week was spent doing something with medical intervention. So I guess in a way, my identity was a little bit tied up in this persona of a guy that was in pain, because I was like, again, the thing that I think that people have a difficult time absorbing is that this is real. And Sarno even said that pain from TMS, pain from mind-body syndrome, is the most painful thing that he's ever heard of in medicine before. So, all right, what else do we got? Okay, I'm going to read this one fresh too. No, never mind. That one's promoting something. Are all aches and pains of aging TMS? So, interesting question. And this is probably the last one that I'll do for the day. The movie All the Rage by Michael Galinsky has a couple of really fascinating charts about this. It's interesting. You see this correlation between age and pain for many people between the ages of about 30 and 60. And then you start to see age continue to go up, of course, but pain start to dip out and drop off. And so what is causing that? And Sarno talked about this age of responsibility concept. You go from 30 to 60. This is when you are knee deep in your career and you've got your kids and you've got your mortgage and you've got all your big bills and, you know, on and on and on and on. So you're getting older, you have these, but then once you get to about 60, it's like your kids are probably for the most part, at least self-sustaining. They may still be in the house, but they can, you know, they can wipe themselves and they can go to school and get home on their own. And they're probably out driving and whatever. Your career is probably winding down if it's not over by the time that you're 61. And for some people, they're going to work a lot longer than that. But you get what I'm saying. And so I don't necessarily think that all aches and pains of aging are TMS, but it depends on where your age is. There are lots of stories of people that listen to this podcast and also go to sites like thankyoudrsarno.org, which I will encourage you to check out if you never have. I think there's about 200 posts of people that have healed from issues way clinically worse than anything that I went through. And it's crazy because some of these stories are just wild of people that are 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever. Pain is up, 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 up. They learn about this. They make a few adjustments or tweaks to sort of their outlook on things and the way they see pain and the way they feel it and interpret it and feelings and journaling and all this kind of stuff. And then you see this dramatic decline and people are doing now marathons and they're doing Ironmans and they're doing triathlons and they're doing pickleball and they're doing tennis and they're doing CrossFit and they're doing powerlifting and riding their bicycles and all this stuff. So are all aches and pains of aging TMS? Probably not all of them, but it would seem like a good chunk of them, especially once you get to a certain age. And there's a friend of the show named Karen who answered this. She said, I believe it's what you believe. I'm 62 and I feel better than I did in my 40s. I developed back pain at 27. I overcame it when I went to Dr. Sarno at 32. My neighbor is 84. He rides his bike every day for 2 hours. We've had lots and talks and his mindset is 100% belief. So this is interesting. I'm 38 now. And when I was 30, I was in more pain than I am today. When I was 31, I was in more pain than I am today. So, and you could even make an argument. I had actually not even an argument. Between the ages of 25 and 30, I had way more injuries and issues and ailments and joint pain and elbows and biceps and shoulders and all sorts of things. Knees, I had way more problems then, physical problems then than I have now. By a mile. And it's been that way for years. And the only difference is I've read Sarno's books since then, and I've absorbed this information, and I've done 320 episodes talking to some of the top experts in the world on it, but also getting some of the most incredible recovery stories. Speaking of recovery stories, there are a lot of emails in my inbox of people that I need to reply to, that I need to get back to about interviewing Preetha. There's a lovely listener, based in the Midwest, who wrote a children's book, or she drafted a children's book about TMS. And I promised I would read it months ago. I have not. I'm so sorry. My daughter, who's 10, or she's going to be 10 in July. God, it's wild to think about. is also going to proofread this with me. So I'd like to read it with her. So Preetha, I promise I will get this done. Kathy emailed me and said, hey, you should do a follow-up podcast with Jeremy Whitaker. Dr. Frankie, he was a doctor, a chronic pain doctor of mine, a pain management doctor of mine in 2017. And he had made a comment that was loosely related to mind-body syndrome in an appointment that we had together. And I left so frustrated and so upset that anybody could even suggest something like that, that I never went back to see him. I got in touch with him, and I think that we may do an interview of some sort. He emailed me back 3 weeks ago. I need to get back to him. Polly has a success story for me. I haven't emailed her back yet. So there's a lot here. If you're listening to this and you've reached out to me, I promise I'll get back to you. It's just, we're in those times of life right now. I've talked about my heel and how that has been feeling, and I think that a lot of it is the moment and all the things that come with it. So be that as it may, my activity has not stopped. In fact, I think this has got to be like two of the toughest days of working out for me in a long time. Yesterday, as you listened to this 2 days ago, 20 squats at 225, then run 2 miles, then 20 more squats at 225. That took me 26 minutes and 45 seconds. Today, it was 7 heavy deadlifts, singles. I got to 352 pounds, which is, let me get my calculator. Now, granted, I was about 15 pounds heavier the last time that I hit a max or a PR. So today was good for 88% of my all-time max. And again, I was 15 pounds heavier at that time. So I'll take 352 all day, baby. Especially after what yesterday's was. My legs are fried. And I'm going to go coach some soccer. I can't wait to go see my girls. I will talk to y'all later. This has been the Mind and Fitness Podcast. Take care.